eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast on a crazy week here in Philadelphia. Don't forget YouTube. Check it out there, 94WIP. Check it out. Subscribe. All our video content from live on the air at WIP to, of course, all of our podcast feeds. So appreciate everyone being part of the show today. And I notice on YouTube a lot, comment section, if that's where you are, and you react there. I appreciate the conversation I see, appreciate your responses to what we're talking about, and of course, appreciate your time as you listen and watch this show. So I do want to get to a thought that I've had for a while here that I can't shake, and I wonder how big of a deal this will be moving forward in the NFL, certainly now with the Philadelphia Eagles, and how the Eagles assess what they do with Nick Sirianni. So from all the reporting out there, you know, we're in that mode now where everyone's getting ready for this final meeting between Jeff Lurie and Nick Sirianni. And that will really, based on what Sirianni says in that meeting, will determine whether or not he keeps his job. And, you know, a lot of this is going to be answers to the questions that Jeff Lurie has. And a lot of it's going to be the plan that is presented to Jeffrey Lurie by Nick Sirianni for his staff next year, how to revamp the defense, potential defensive coordinators, what he's going to do with Brian Johnson, does he keep him or not? But there's a variable to all this that I believe is almost more important than just strategy, than just simply putting a staff together, because this will be the third, you know, basically iteration of a staff that Nick Sirianni has tried to put together with obviously some help from the Eagles. The first one worked out very well with Jonathan Gannon and with Shane Steichen. The last one here this season with Brian Johnson and Sean Desai, and then it became Matt Patricia, was an abject disaster. So we're one for two with one big home run and one big strikeout. That's what we got with Sirianni so far. So that, I think you can kind of take it both ways and say, all right, I've seen him work with a good staff and they can win games. I've seen him work with a poor staff and it looks pretty choppy. But if there's one big thing that we need to figure out and the Eagles need to figure out, it's the relationship between Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni. Is Sirianni the coach to get the most out of Hurts? Does Hurts still believe in Nick Sirianni? And how much weight should that hold? So, you know, in the NBA, players, star players, get coaches fired all the time. It's routine. We don't even bat an eye at it anymore. It's just the way of the world. If the star player doesn't believe in the coach or he wants a different voice, they blow the coach out and he's gone. And it's been going on like this for a long time. The NFL isn't typically like that because, first of all, the NFL head coach has more influence over day-to-day, has more influence over wins and losses than in the NBA. You know, there's a few handful of great coaches in the NBA, the Spoelstras of the world, that do influence a lot. But for the most part, and I think Nick Nurse, you know, is closer to the Spoelstra realm than he is bottom or middle. I think he's really good with the Sixers. But for the most part, the coach doesn't really matter that much. So, you know, if the star is upset, just get the coach out and get a new coach and let's keep harmony. We don't see that in the NFL. But I have noticed over the past handful of years that the star quarterback, both in salary and in influence, is becoming more like the NBA superstar. They force trades, they get to where they want to go, they get all the money, and the team really goes as they go. That has become the NFL. We've gone down this path now where the quarterback is so important to everything that they run the team. And I actually think on the opposite end of the Sirianni possibly getting fired spectrum, you have the Dak Prescott, Mike McCarthy thing. I believe Dak Prescott may have saved Mike McCarthy's job. When he stood at that podium after that game on Sunday when Dallas got blown out by Green Bay and was upset at the notion that McCarthy could be fired, and he said, put it on me. He said, if he's on the hot seat, I should be on the hot seat. And look, I'm not in Jerry Jones's head, but I think that factored in that his quarterback wants this guy to be the head coach. And now we juxtapose that to Philadelphia and Jalen Hurts. And after the game, he was asked about Nick Sirianni not being here. And he didn't, you know, he was asked a yes or no question. Do you want Sirianni back? And he didn't answer yes or no. I mean, he danced around that and basically had no idea this was a conversation. Well, all right, even if you don't know it's a conversation, and you may think he's playing dumb, but even if you don't know it's a conversation, you are now aware it's a conversation as soon as the reporter asked you the question. It's out there. Whether that one reporter put it out or that one reporter is parroting the conversation in the city, which is obviously the case, asking a legitimate question, you know, you have the opportunity to answer right there. Do you want him back? Yes. And he didn't. And my theory is that Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni have gone in opposite directions in terms of this football team. And my theory watching down the stretch of the season is Hurts no longer believes in Sirianni. And he no longer trusts Sirianni, knows what he's doing. And I side on this one with Hurts. Now, I'm not saying Hurts has handled himself well. And maybe as a franchise quarterback, he needs to handle himself a little bit better than being passive aggressive or changing plays or not running the system, not trusting the coaches, whatever. But I believe that. I believe that Sirianni has lost Hurts. So now we take it to Jeff Lurie's decision. And here is a very slippery slope that Jeff Lurie has to figure out. Should he take Jalen Hurts' opinion on Nick Sirianni and have it hold weight in the conversation on his decision on this head coach? It will shape the next, and I mean this, the next X amount of years. I mean, maybe the rest of Jeff Lurie's tenure as an owner based on what he does here. Because there's two paths. Let's say number one, and let's just go down the path that I think is the more normalized path, the more, you know, typical path, that you do not have the star player influence the decision. Let's just go there, okay? Down that path. Okay, well, then you enter next season with a quarterback who you already paid a lot of money. And no matter how this plays out, isn't going anywhere for at least a couple years. Okay, even if it's not good, he's going to be around for a little while. You may have him upset. You may have him frustrated. You may have a rift in your locker room. And you may have the person you haven't paid real money, the head coach, back against the guy you paid a lot of money in the quarterback. And if you're not head coach and quarterback are on the same page, you're in big trouble. But you then set the precedent to your locker room. You empower the coach. You take away power from the quarterback. That's kind of, I think, the typical way of doing things. That's the normal way of doing things. Okay, you tell the quarterback, all right, I appreciate your opinion, but we believe in Nick. We all got to get back on the same page and try to mend those fences. That is probably the what most times in NFL history something like this has happened. That's probably what's happened. And that may be where Jeff Lurie goes. There's also the other way, which is you take into account what Jalen Hurts says, and let's just pretend for a second here, just while we're talking among ourselves, that Jalen Hurts tells Jeff Lurie, I don't trust him anymore. I don't think he knows what he's doing. I don't think he has the answers to help us right now. His offense has been solved. We need better coaching. And you take that into account, and you move on from the head coach.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Now, you've done two things here. You have empowered the quarterback to an incredible degree, both with a contract and with say, and then it becomes the NBA. This is then the Jalen Hurts show. And you will have done two things. If you do that, one, everyone knows who runs this team, and that could create locker room dynamics that are challenging, where Hurts is viewed like he's above the other players because he got a coach fired. And he's viewed in a different prism than everybody else because you're not going to get the left guard say. Landon Dickerson's not going to have a say on if this guy gets fired or not. You're not going to get a safety say on all this. No one's going to care, right? You're only getting the quarterback really got the coach fired. That would be the story, and that would be a burden Jalen Hurts would have to live with. But there's also the element of, do you just go with who you trust the most? And if I'm Jeff Lurie and I'm trying to get to the bottom of this, whose football instinct do I trust? Do I trust Jalen Hurts or do I trust Nick Sirianni? Do I trust the guy that's been coached by Nick Saban and Lincoln Riley and Doug Peterson and won at every level? Or do I trust the guy that went to Mount Union and had no other head coaching opportunities and has not looked right without Shane Steichen calling the plays? I'm not trying to be harsh. That's real. I mean, that's the reality of Sirianni's career so far in football. He doesn't have the resume Jalen Hurts has. So I have to determine who I trust more, and do I trust Hurts enough as kind of the eyes and ears of the locker room to tell me, and the offense to tell me, this actually was the problem, that it was the coach. And, you know, we've normalized this in other sports. We haven't done it yet in football. We've normalized it. In baseball, if a star player wants the manager out, see ya, we'll get a new manager. In basketball, like we talked about, if it's the star player and he wants the coach out, we'll get a new coach. This is normalized in baseball. It's normalized in basketball. It hasn't been normalized in football yet. We may be about to get there. And I think you're going to find out pretty quickly where Jeff Lurie's allegiances lie, where his belief lies, and what's best. And there also may just be, you know, after you talk to both guys, but talk to Sirianni and Hurts, there may simply be an element to, hey, I don't think they could get along anymore, so I got to do what's best for the franchise. It's not even so much Jalen Hurts got him fired. It's just a matter of, well, I can't get a new quarterback. I just paid this guy this much money. I got to get a new coach. They're easier to find. Especially the way the Eagles find coaches in terms of a young offensive mind. I mean, there's five of them a year. Just go get another one. Just go find the next Nick Sirianni and move on. But this is not an easy decision for Jeff Lurie, especially if the two of them are butting heads, especially if Jalen Hurts has lost trust. And I understand it's a slippery slope, and I know we don't want to go down the Carson Wentz, and we all have this PTSD from the Wentz era. I think you got to look at everything on its own. The Jalen Hurts situation with Nick Sirianni is not the Doug Peterson Carson Wentz situation. And what I'm struggling with is there's now this perception of Hurts as not a team guy, as a me guy, as not coachable, not listening, and that's not the Jalen Hurts that we were sold. And even we experience. That's why I am, my perception is that Hurts hasn't changed so much as he has lost faith. That he hasn't changed and not become a leader, not been a good teammate, not being coachable. I believe somewhere along the line, and maybe the Seattle game, that he lost belief that the coach knows what he's doing. And once you lose belief, that's hard to put it back together. I mean, Jeff Lurie and the Eagles can force the marriage. It's almost like we're having irreconcilable differences, like a divorce. Well, you could try to make it work, but what you may be doing is wasting everyone's life away. You know, wasting time for both parties in the divorce to move forward by forcing it. Now, you know, counseling is the thing, and you try to patch things up, and some people do that, and it's wonderful. And some teams do that, and player-coach situations do that. But if I'm Jeff Lurie, I have to consider a lot of things, including my quarterback's opinion. I do let it all wait. What the coach is saying on the other side, is he, you know, is he totally on board with Hurts, and it's just a one-sided thing? It's easier if it's one-sided. If Sirianni loves Hurts, but Hurts doesn't love Sirianni, I think you could patch up one side of this. If they're both, you know, if you feel like both don't really want to work with the other, well, the coach has got to go because he's easier to replace. And if you're worried about, can they fix it? then you have to have a serious conversation of, is it worth it to fix? Is this coach, you know, we know what Jalen's ceiling is as a player. We saw it last year. Can he get back to that? That's going to be a major topic of conversation this offseason, shaped by the offensive coordinator and the head coach and all that kind of stuff and what they do systemically and systematically and all that moving forward into next season. What's Sirianni's ceiling? Like, do the Eagles believe they have the next Andy Reid where he's going to become something special and he's just very young into his tenure here and we are at a crossroads, you know, like when Reid was losing title games or, you know, whatever, or had a bad year, you know, 05? Is that what they believe? Because then I'm willing to work with Sirianni to help get him to that level. But I don't see the special. I saw the special last year in Hurts. I've seen the special in the way he fights, the way he plays, the way he runs, the toughness he shows. I've seen the special. Beautiful touch on a deep ball. I've seen enough to tell me I want to keep working with that to extract the most out of it. I haven't seen the special with Sirianni as a game planner, as a play caller, as a motivator. I haven't seen it. And I think that, you know, when I evaluate this whole thing, if I'm Jeff Lurie, I'm going to ask Jalen Hurts' opinion and I am going to let it hold weight. I'm not going to say Jalen Hurts makes the call because that is over the line. And I think that sends you down not just a slippery slope, but, an ice luge. I mean, you're flying down that thing then. But I do think I'm going to take it into account because my belief is in my dollars. And my dollars already went and my belief already went to Hurts. So if the guy I believe in the most of any, and no trade clause, okay, the guy I believe in the most of any player I've ever had in terms of money and commitment and handing it over to him tells me I don't believe we have the right coach, it has to factor in. It has to. I know Jalen Hurts said yesterday he does the playing and the coaches do the coaching and the owner does the owning. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. And I believe that Jeff Lurie should ask his star quarterback what he thinks about the offense, what he thinks about the direction of the team, and what he thinks about his relationship with the head coach. And it will hold weight. Is that to be the be-all and the end-all? No. But if I'm Jeffrey Lurie, I'm not letting it slide. I'm not letting it not matter. It matters. I would consider it completely and totally when I'm trying to make this decision on the head coach. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. Check it out, YouTube. The page continues to grow. Hit a subscribe button there. Video podcast at least a few times a week. Myself and Tucker Bagley. Everyone, have a great day. We'll talk on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Thanks for listening.